You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201 DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Julian Baker and Torres both grew up in the South, where country music was always around. But it took them teaming up with each other to start making their own. It was Torres, a.k.a. Mackenzie Scott, who first pitched the idea to Julian.
I want to sing about this stuff through this lens, but I need a buddy to do this with me because I'm not the kind of person that makes a country record, you know, or I am, but, you know.
Coming up, Mackenzie and Julian discuss their new album, Send a Prayer My Way, and Julian talks about the freedom they found working within the country music genre.
The music is not the thing that you're having to, like, make radical. The songs and the storytelling can be radical while you're just, like, using this, like, the blueprint that already exists.
Julian Baker and Torres, today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. In the meantime, here's a song from a guy who seems to be at home in pretty much any genre at all. He's a musical shapeshifter. It's one from his 1998 album, Mutations, Beck, Bottle of Blues.
Somebody who doesn't want you. And I've been waiting for a year or a day. Some strange weather must be blowing my way. Cause I got no mind to go or to stay or be left behind. Holding hands with an empty dream. In a bottle of fake energy. I get higher and lower, like a tired soldier with nothing to shoot and nowhere to lose. This bottle of blues. Ego's drone and pose alone, like black. Infidel shiver in the stench of belief. I tell my mama I'm 100 years late. I'm over the rails and out of the race. The crippled psalms of an age that won't thaw ringing in my ears. Holding hands with an impotent dream. In a brothel of fake energy. I get higher and lower, like a tired soldier with nothing to shoot and nowhere to lose. This bottle of blues. Ah. like a tired soldier would never be shooting. No one loses. Bottle of blue, bottle of blue.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Julian Baker is a name you may know for her work with Boy Genius or her solo music, which sounds like this. Then there's indie musician Torres, whose most recent solo album sounded like this. Together, Julian Baker and Torres are doing something very different. They've released a country album called Send a Prayer My Way. Today, Julian and Torres, real name Mackenzie Scott, join me to talk about why they wanted to make country music together, how their appreciation of the genre has changed since they were both kids growing up in the South, and they dig into a few of the songs on the album. Our conversation in just a moment. First, from Send a Prayer My Way, here's Julian Baker and Torres, Sugar in the Tank.
You all the way to hell and back. I love you tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead love.
And Torres, Sugar in the Tank on World Cafe. That's from their new album, Send a Prayer My Way. I'm Raina Duris, and Julian Baker and Mackenzie Scott of Torres are my guests today on the show. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us here. Glad to be here.
I kind of want to start at the beginning of all of this. You met 10 years ago at a show you played in Chicago. Tell us about that first meeting.
Played this show at Lincoln Hall with Torres because I had told my booking agent I loved your music. and y'all were all wearing these like cool matching white like work suits, and the like lights were so sick. I remember being so like stunned. I was like, this is such a cool, like such a great rock show. I can't believe I'm part of this.
Yeah, I still remember how special that set was. She was
buddy.
She was a force. Yeah, you were a force from the beginning.
I know that the country album part came a little later, but you know, you play with lots of different artists that you probably like. Why did you want to work together?
Well, Mackenzie, yeah, I mean, we kind of like torbited each other. Like we kept showing up at each other's shows. And,
torbited.
Like, I like that word.
And like in each other's cities and stuff. But then you texted me in the pandemic, do you want to make a record? Like we should make a country record. And I was like, absolutely. Yeah.
So Mackenzie, why a country record? Why was that what you suggested?
I have always wanted to make a country album, and I feel like I've been tiptoeing around it for, you know, maybe my entire career, actually, which has only been about 12 or 13 years. But I love country music. It's what I was raised on. Like, I love it with my whole body and my whole soul. And I've had the feeling like maybe I don't want to do this by myself, because I, you know, I'm from Georgia. I left the South. I live in New York. I'm a lesbian. I'm not conservative. You know, I'm like kind of, I want to sing about this stuff through this lens, but I don't, but I need like, I need a buddy to do this with me, because I'm not exactly, I'm not the kind of person that makes a country record. You know, or I am, but you know, I needed backup.
The new record is called Send a Prayer My Way. I'm talking to Julian Baker and Mackenzie Scott of Torres. When you started this album, especially because neither of you are known as country musicians, did you have a vision for what you wanted it to be and how you wanted it to sound? Because country can mean like different things to different people.
I think Julian and I share a love of like the whole spectrum of country, and how do we encapsulate like kind of all of it, you know, like how do we get the 90s pop country in there as well as the like, you know, the 70s outlaw country and everything in between that we love.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, the visual elements must have been a lot of fun to put together too, because in all the videos and all the press shots, you've got your big cowboy hats, you've got tassels. Was there like a shopping trip that you went on to be like, okay, let's get ready for this?
Not one specific shopping trip, but I think it is fun, like, you know, because we were like pulling from an existing, like established world. So we were like, okay, we know what the visuals are, and we have a bunch of really like handy references that are specific to this genre, instead of us having to like, I don't know. I also think, I say this all the time, but there's a lot of pressure, like as an artist, to do something novel all the time, or to individuate yourself, or like make a distinction with your art or with the stylistic vocabulary you're using. And I think it felt really good just to, it's like more than accept, but like embrace that we were writing within a tradition. The music is not the thing that you're having to like make radical. The songs and the storytelling can be radical while you're just like using this, like the blueprint that already exists. Does that, I don't know.
No.
I keep trying to say that and it doesn't ever really make sense, but.
Like there's a freedom that comes with working inside a framework with like guidelines.
Yeah. For sure.
My guests today are Julian Baker and Mackenzie Scott of Torres. Julian Baker and Torres have a new album called Send a Prayer My Way. I want to play a song, another song from the album now. And it was the first demo, Mackenzie, that you sent to Julian with the subject line, just, Pastiche. The song is Bottom of the Bottle. Who or what was this pastiche inspired by? What is it a pastiche of?
Oh, man. Like, every dude on the radio with, you know, with a song about drinking and losing a woman, like George Strait, you know, Waylon, Johnny Cash. I mean, really, George Strait. Yeah, Brad Paisley, yeah. Tim McGraw, the dudes, you know.
Definitely.
Could you tell us about writing this song?
Yeah, I wanted to write this song, but like through the lens of, you know, through my own lens, which kind of situates it differently, I guess, just in nature than your traditional love lost country drinking song. But I didn't love it, which is why I called it pastiche. And I was like, if you don't think this is good, just tell me and we'll move on if this isn't the direction.
The pastiche was kind of like in case Julian didn't like it, you could just be like, yeah, I was kind of joking.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, awesome.
Honestly, I was surprised that there wasn't already, I mean, there, and I could still be wrong about this. I watch me get humbled, but I at the time I was under the impression that no one had written a song called Bottom of a Bottle that had been like a, you know, on country radio, which was super, it was super surprising to me because it felt like a, you know, low hanging fruit.
Yeah. It's sort of unbelievable.
It's a common expression, but yeah. I love, yeah, that's like, and it, but it had so much of that, like fun. It's fun, but it's not easy to do, like all of the double entendre of the, like the chorus. You know, like I went wishing on a Lone Star type stuff.
Swimming in a river of four roses. Yeah.
I live for a double entendre.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's...
Okay. Well, let's listen to it. It is so fun. This is Bottom of the Bottle from Julian Baker and Torres.
Too much for my own good. I got a dog in each and every fight. Lost a few along the way. As soon as day turns into night. Wanting you at bay.
alone, my head pounding something awful. Oh God, don't let me die here at the bottom of a bottle.
That is Bottom of the Bottle from Julian Baker and Torres from their new album, Send a Prayer My Way. I'm Marina Duras, talking to Julian Baker and Torres, a.k.a. Mackenzie Scott, today on the show. You both have a lot in common. You were both raised in the South. Julian, you're from Tennessee. Mackenzie, you were raised in Macon, Georgia. And these are places where country music is very popular. But growing up, Julian, you were into, you know, punk and hardcore. Mackenzie, you were into musical theater. And Mackenzie, I know that you said that you loved country. Julian, what was your perception of country music as a kid or a young person?
I associated country music with something that was like A, corny, B, mostly nationalistic and like misogynistic, racist. Like, you know, it kind of like embodied a certain negative stereotype of Southern culture that I really didn't want to be associated with. And then the older I got, the more it was just difficult. I don't know. There were like kids in our house show scene that literally like baled hay for a living and then would like would come and like play drums for a band in a Fall of Troy t-shirt. They didn't necessarily like buy into the xenophobic warmongering thing that was happening in like the early 2000s in the South. And I don't know, I just ended up having a lot of, as I grew up, like a lot of different examples of people in the South because I hung around a lot of people and that's where I was. And like country music was always in the background of everything I did. Like even if I had an opinion about like top 40 country, like Toby Keith type of stuff that I'm talking about when I think nationalistic stereotype, there's all this other type of country music that was just embedded in my life. Like my grandmother and my mother and my father and my grandfather, like listening to these old Carter Family and like Merle Haggard 45s of like hymns and like old outlaw country that became like it's like something reflexive in my brain almost. Because like when I would go and make music with the band I was in at the time, now listening back, I'm like, oh, that's like these are all blues riffs, these are all country guitar right. solos, this is like, you know, I can hear that it's from the American South. But at the time, I think I was like, that's just what music sounds like.
And Mackenzie, I know you said you loved country music, but you know, as a queer young person growing up, did you feel connected to it? Did you feel a part of it?
No, I mean, when I was very young, it was my favorite music. It was what was on the radio. And, you know, I had no sense of an identity at all at that point, or like a, you know, a sexuality or anything like that, an orientation. And as I got older and I, you know, became more aware of myself and how I fit in, or rather did not fit in, like in general, you know, I was queer in every sense, not just sexually, but like literally at odds with just about every aspect of my upbringing in Macon, Georgia. The older I got, the further along into high school I got, the less and less I connected with country music, or, you know, the country music that was coming out at the time, which was very like Yeah, like, yeah, I'll be here cleaning my gun, son. You know, like, yeah. Like, wait, what was that? I'll be here cleaning this gun. Is it called cleaning this gun? Things like that. Like,
oh, yeah. And then I'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah.
One. That one I remember hearing.
Like, like, if anything, I was like, you know, I was like, well, if I identify with anyone in this song, it's probably the dad, you know, like, even though I don't have a kid. But that's what I mean by queer. Like, I did not assimilate. So, and you know, I went to college in Nashville, went to music school, studied songwriting. I did the thing. And I would say that is where I really rejected country music. Didn't listen to it, didn't pick it up for until I moved to New York years later.
That's interesting. It took you to moving to New York, like away from all of that stuff, to like go back to it.
Yeah, I needed to get out of the South, and I needed to completely reject it in order to later figure out what it is that to be able to compartmentalize, to be able to be like, okay, I don't like the heteronormativity and the, you know, the misogyny and the racism, the xenophobia, all of these things. I don't like, the nationalism and the, et cetera, et cetera. But what I do love is, you know, I love this music. I love this, like, this working class ideology. I love the food. I love, mm-hmm. you know, like, I love the space and the land and the, you know, there's also a lot to love about the people. Like, there's, so I was able to do that, but it took years after moving to New York to be able to do that.
Yeah. The album is called Send a Prayer My Way from Julian Baker and Torres. The last song I want to play from the album today is the song Tuesday. It's a story song. It's a painful story that you're telling in this song. Mackenzie, could you talk about writing the lyrics for the Tuesday?
Sure. Tuesday was lyrically a song that I tried to write a few times, and I would always just put it down because I thought, I was like, actually, there's no story here. This is not a story worth telling, or it's like super self-indulgent. But then I ultimately was able to get the lyrics out for this one. And I had a melody, but it was super, like probably the slowest. It was Julian who was like, let's speed this up like a lot. Like, let's just see what happens if we bump this up to like a BPM that feels almost unmanageable. and like almost silly, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we did that, and then she's like, I'm just hearing this dobro part, let me just give me a minute. And she goes in there, and she's sitting in there for probably half an hour with the dobro, and everyone is just standing there being like, what? Like, I'm really excited to hear what she's got, you know? And we just hear her in there, and she's like, meow, meow, meow. Over and over and over. I was like, where is she gonna put that? And then she's like, all right, record, hit record, I got something. And she like completely transformed the song while I was standing there. It made me like the song. I was like, oh my god, I like this song now. Now it has to go on the record. And you actually made the song enjoyable to listen to, as opposed to unbearable, insufferable.
it wasn't unbearable and insufferable. It was so good, and I loved that song. And it was like one of my, I remember texting, I remember pacing back and forth in the room I was living in the attic during COVID, and texting you like too much text about it and being like, I get it, it's like the embodiment of your child self, and you just being like way too extra. But I love that song, and I really was sitting in there while you guys were all sitting in there like, I can't wait to see what she's gonna come up with. I was sitting in the booth like, I can't wait to see what I'm gonna come up with, because I
just like, oh God, this isn't coming out how I thought it would, but
you transformed it.
I'm glad you trusted me.
I mean, it does stand out on the record because of the arrangement and the way the music is played and the contrast it kind of has with the lyrics that you're hearing. It's a powerful thing to hear this kind of a story and this perspective in a country song. And we've talked throughout this interview about your changing relationships with country music throughout your lives. Having grown up with it and now putting a song like this out into the world, what does that mean to each of you? Mackenzie?
I hope that anyone who needs to hear a song like that gets to hear it, and that, you know, if there's a handful of people in the world that like could be helped by hearing a story like that, just so that they don't feel alone, that would be very meaningful for me, even if it was just one person, you know, that's mm-hmm. that is very meaningful to me.
Julian?
I don't know how true this is for you, Mackenzie. I suspect a little bit, but like I feel like there's a part of my, like, the endeavor of being a songwriter is to be as clear as possible. And sometimes that means saying things that are not necessarily like polite or easy to hear, things that are heavy or are uncomfortable. So I feel like I have experience with saying things that are hard. What's cool about this record is that I get to do it in a vocabulary that is personal to my family, and it's really neat to try to make something and show it to like my mom and be like, I made this thinking of our history and not my personal history. Like I made this considering like a community's musical dialect, and yeah. I'm trying to see myself within it as a part of something that I tried to individuate myself from for a long time. And I don't know, it feels special and it's like really familial.
Let's hear one more song from Send a Prayer My Way. This is Tuesday, Julian Baker and Torres on World Cafe.
Left Georgia for Tennessee when I was 18. Met a girl named Tuesday who shined her light on me. She was 5'9" with a storm in her eyes, and of all the shoulders on which she could have cried, she picked mine. She picked mine. Now I wish that I hadn't stepped down and lied. When I acted like it was nothing to me, and if I could only go back in time, I'd rewrite our whole story. Well, her mama caught wind that her daughter's friend might be of the wrong persuasion. Next thing I know, her mama's calling, telling her daughter. Just the thought of it made her sick over the toilet. Instead of backing me up, Tuesday melted right down. Asked me to write her mother and say sorry for the confusion. That of course there had been no sin. To emphasize how much I love Jesus and men. How I wish that I hadn't stepped down and lied when I acted like it was nothing to me. 'Cause that night for the first time I took a knife to the paper thin skin on my arm. Cry from the tile.
of you, but when I do, I only think of shame. And girl, I tell you, if I could do it again, I sure as hell wouldn't do it the same. No, I cannot believe that I stepped down and lied. I should have told you not mine, and I am perfect in my Lord's eyes. For a decade I let you live in my head, but with this exorcism I put our story to bed. And one more thing, if you ever hear this song, tell your mama she can go suck an egg.
A very satisfying last line in that song, Julian Baker and Torres with Tuesday, a song from their new album, Ascend a Prayer My Way. Julian Baker and Mackenzie Scott of Torres have been my guests today. That was so great. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard my session with Julian Baker and Torres about their new album, Send a Prayer My Way. Earlier this month, after we recorded that session, they announced they were canceling their tour due to health issues. So sending them lots of good vibes. Hopefully see them out on the road sometime again soon. Here's Macy Gray, I Try.
I believe that faith has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke, try to walk away. Seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front. Boy, I'm
There's Brittany Howard with What Now? And what now? A break. But after that, new music from the Beths on World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe, and welcome back to the Beths. I'm Raina Duras. It's been a couple of years since the Beths released new music. Here they are just in time for summer with this next song. It's jangly, it's fun, and if you're a lyrics person, there's a lot to dig into. I love the line, "I know I'm a collaboration, bacteria, carbon, and light, a florid orchestration, a recipe of fortune and time." What a cool way to describe being a human being that's alive. It's the Beths, metal. On World Cafe.
Might be over now, but I feel it still. Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.